What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pen, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea. Back with another episode of the In Pursuit Podcast. Good morning. How are y'all doing? What's up? Oh my God, I'm back. I'm in a good mood. Why? Let me tell you. So, yesterday, JJ went to his grandmother's house. Lord, can I get a... Let's shout it out. Hey, hey, hey. First and foremost, my child has not left this house in 2 weeks. He has not been to his grandma's house in 2 weeks. And when he got the news yesterday about him actually being able to come over, when I tell y'all, the first thing that my baby said was, "Mommy, where's my shoes?" Like, not goodbye, not I'm gonna miss you. Like, my baby went and found his shoes. He went and got his toys, put it in his book sack, and he went straight out the door. JJ, where are you going? Mommy, come on, get in your car, let's go. Like, when we met his grandma and his pawpaw at the spot we usually meet at, when I tell y'all, as soon as I parked, he unbuckled his seatbelt, rolled the window down, waited for his pawpaw to come to the door, and jumped out the window. Son! You saying a lot about my parenting right now. You're leaving a lot of room for assuming right now. Like, what are you trying to say? But I'm so happy he got to go with his people. Like, he was really missing them. Like, it's only so much that me and him can do in the house in quarantine. Like, go, son. Have fun. Bye. See you later. I don't know when. I don't care. Do what you want to do. Bye. But yeah, y'all, that was yesterday, so I have just been chilling and relaxing since then. I actually slept in this morning. Like, what? I'm so used to getting up in the morning, as y'all know. But I literally slept so good last night. I remember watching the BET Awards. I was on the phone. I was trying to watch a sermon and finish the rest of the BET Awards, but that didn't work. So I turned the TV off. I tried to finish a little bit of the sermon, but for some reason I started thinking about shrimp and grits and how I can manage to cook it at home, and I started watching these cooking videos. So I stayed up till like about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, like really watching cooking videos. If you all did not know, I am into cooking. I'm back into cooking. So I really started cooking when I was 15, but I just kind of lost that passion, but I always had it still. So I have been, you know, revamping some dishes and, you know, finding some inspiration. So I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning watching cooking videos. Then after that, I prayed. I asked God for, you know, just a rest. I asked God for rest. I asked him for peace. I asked for him to clear my mind so that I can, you know, just come down, like bring my mind down for the night and, you know, just literally have peace when I sleep. Usually when JJ is here, I don't get that much sleep. I don't get any deep sleeps because for one, he's always waking up during his dreams, telling me about his dreams at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. He's kicking me in my back. He's throwing his arms around my neck, trying to lay on me while I'm trying to sleep. Like, so I haven't had rest in a minute, y'all. So when I woke up this morning at around 9:30, I felt so rejuvenated. Like, I felt like, oh my God, I haven't slept like that in so long. Like, I really rested. And it reminded me of Psalms 91:1. It says, "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." And y'all, I really felt like just good. I woke up praying. I fixed me some coffee. I listened to some worship music. Like, I'm ready to bring forth this word. I do have a few announcements though. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the In Pursuit podcast. Shout out to the fact that this podcast has been just, I didn't expect this podcast to do what it was doing. I knew that God was going to do something, but I didn't expect this. So I went and looked on the charts, the podcast charts, and your girl is in the top 200 chartable podcasts in the USA in the religion and spirituality category. Like, what? Hold up.
Hey, we in the top 200.
Say, what they gonna do now? What they gonna say now? We in the top, Like, we really in the top 200, y'all? That is crazy to me. And it really just reminds me of when you find yourself starting to doubt, starting to, like, question, like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this really what God wants me to focus on right now? When the enemy try to come in and try to tell you all of these lies, God literally shuts it down. Look, let me tell y'all, doubt and fear cannot exist in this season of your life. It cannot exist in my season of my life right now. Sometimes, you know, things do come up and sometimes your insecurities start trying to play with you. Sometimes you find yourself in situations where you're not the most confident in yourself, in your ability, in your authority, in your power, in your tongue. But let me just say this. Whenever God puts something on the inside of you, it's in there. Whether you feel it or not, it's in there. It's in you. So if he's giving you the authority to prophesy, if he's giving you the authority to speak life into people, if he's speaking through you to certain people, don't doubt that. Don't question it. Even if you're not confident in what you're saying, just understand when God puts those gifts inside of you, they're in you. So I'm just amazed at what God is doing. I didn't even expect myself to even, you know, be on the charts. I don't check my analytics like that. So I'm just amazed at what God is doing. Also, I want to read to y'all a review that was given to me, or that was given to the In Pursuit podcast. I really want to make y'all feel inclusive. I want y'all to understand that without y'all and without, you know, God, this would not be possible. So I really just want to put a section in here, in the announcement part, I guess, just to read a review and just kind of highlight somebody on the podcast. So this review is from Tierra and it says, "Podcast is awesome. I ran across your podcast recently and I couldn't stop listening to it. Your podcast is so good and much needed for this generation. You are a kingdom builder. God is really going to use you to speak his word for this generation. Get ready, sis. Your season of waiting is coming to an end. Stay blessed." Well, you know, Tierra, I will. I will stay blessed. And you stay blessed, too. Thank you so much for leaving a review, y'all. If y'all want to be highlighted, if y'all even just want to share some support to this podcast, y'all, we top 200. Like, we top 200. What you mean? Leave a review and let me just say this. We top 200 and we only got 18 reviews. Like, hello. But the reviews does not matter, clearly. But I really just want to highlight you all. I want y'all to feel a part of this podcast. I want y'all to understand that I appreciate and love each and every one of you. And I really just want y'all to tell the world. Like, tell them about the In Pursuit podcast. Tell them what God is doing in your life. Tell them all the good stuff that's going on over here. Let them know. Share this episode with your friends, with your mama, with your daddy, with your papa, with your granny, whoever. Okay? Clearly, I've been talking for almost 10 minutes, so I'm just going to go ahead and get into the episode. This week, we are still continuing to talk about healing. Like, you know, God is still doing some things inside of us. He's still doing some things inside of me. And I honestly think that this is going to be a series. This is going to be a series of healing, and I'm really just going to share what's been given to me, and we're going to talk about some things. We're going to continue the conversation. I don't know when it's going to end. I didn't know when it started, I'm just, you know, being obedient, you know, letting y'all know we gonna get healed this year. I don't know if it's this month, I don't know if it's this week, but we getting healed this year. And yeah, let's get into it. So today we're gonna talk about healing from your past. Lord. Uh-oh. Like, what you struggling with? Since our last meeting together, what has God revealed to you? What's been on your mind? Like, what has God really been speaking to you in this season right now? What has he been revealing? What has he been placing on your heart? What has he been speaking to you? I really want to know. I wish that there was some kind of like comment section on this podcast, because I really be wanting to talk to y'all. So a lot of things that God has been revealing for me is a lot of things from my past. A lot of things that I did, a lot of mistakes that I've made, a lot of things that I was doing outside of his will, a lot of things that I did not share with him or even bring to him. It was a lot. And I really think that God wants us to go back in time, kind of have us do a little rewind so that we can reset. Let me say that again. He wants us to do a rewind so that we can reset for the rest of this year. A lot of things that God has for us is it's within our reach. We can see it. We can almost feel it. We can almost taste it. Like, we can taste the glory. We can taste the vision or see the vision. Like, we can see it. It's becoming more and more clear. I want to think of it as, I just had like a little vision just now. You know how you're looking through a camera lens at something? You're looking at a camera lens in your target. So you're looking at your target through a camera lens. And in order for you to get the full picture of what's in front of you, you have to adjust the lens. You have to put it in focus. You have to put it in focus so that you can see clearly what's in front of you, so you can see the target clearly. That's literally what God is doing right now. He's giving us clarity, but he's also refocusing us. He's literally getting our minds right. And no, I'm not talking about Apostle Libusi. Like, he's literally getting our minds right for what's to come, for what he has for us, for what he wants to do and what he wants to give us. So there are a lot of things that we have to address. It's a lot of things from our past that we have to deal with, and we can't keep running from it, because a lot of things from our past, a lot of things that we went through are keeping us stuck, and it's keeping us from actually seeing the big picture. A lot of the things that are in our past, it has shaped our reality. It's shaped our understanding of things. It's shaped our perspective. And God is literally saying, like, no, we're going to go back, do a rewind, and we're going to address those issues. Because what I have for you, you can't continue to think like that. You can't continue to hold that in. You can't continue to build up all of this anger and this hatred and all of these things and expect to receive what I have for you. How many times have you received a blessing and you deserved it? How many times have you received a blessing and you saw it coming? How many times have you received a blessing and was grateful for it? He's literally resetting our minds so that we can think differently. So when the blessings that he has, the blessings that we're looking for, the blessings that we are expecting, the blessings that we are praying for, when they come, we'll be able to recognize it and we'll be able to receive it the way he wants us to receive. When we're so used to receiving little blessings that we just think of it as that, little blessings. Oh, I woke up this morning. Cool. I got food on the table. Cool. I got gas in my car. Cool. I'm able to buy my baby some school clothes. Cool. We think that's stuff that we did. We don't realize that those are blessings. Some of us do realize it and call it little blessings, but we're so expecting of God to do so many things in our lives that we expect him to do it in the state that we're in right now. Like, no. So we're going to be addressing our past, our issues. God revealed to me that I am scared to death of friendships. He's revealed to me that I'm scared of friendships because every single time I would get cool with somebody, anytime that I would try to build a relationship or a friendship with somebody, I should say, things went south And most of the time, it would be situations where I didn't even understand. It would be situations where girls would just be like envious of me. And I swear I'm not trying to be, you know, cocky or anything like that. But I was, okay, all right. But I was never able to see the full picture. I was never able to discern if a female wanted to be my real friend or not. I never was able to discern a person's intention on why they wanted to be my friend. You know, because a lot of times when you're carrying something, like when you're carrying potential or when you're carrying an anointing, when people start seeing that, they want to attach themselves to you, even when you don't see it. They can see it, but you don't see it. And they try to attach themselves to you. And a lot of times those females would try to attach themselves to me. And I would just, you know, be thinking like, you know, well, maybe, you know, this friendship is going to last. Maybe this is my new best friend. Maybe we're going to have a long lasting friendship. Like, no, God has literally stopped me dead in my tracks pursuing friendships. And I always wanted a best friend. I always wanted somebody that I can confide in. I always wanted to just have that type of relationship with different females. And I've longed for friendships. And God has been revealing to me, like, you'll have that when I give it to you, not when you pursue it. You'll have that when I give it to you. And as hard as that is or was for me, it's like now I'm grown. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. But now that I'm at this point in my life where I'm able to receive these things that God is saying to me, these things that he's doing in my life, now that I'm able to receive those things, it's so much easier. Like, it's easier to trust God. Because when he stops you dead in your tracks from making a decision or from having something, it's literally to protect you. It's to protect you. We have to trust God in this season, in this healing process. We literally have to trust him and know that he's keeping me from something. He's keeping me from self-destruction. He's keeping me from going forward and doing things the way I'm used to doing. The reason why he addressed that to me now is when I go forth, and he does give me a friend, when he does give me things like this, you know, I'll be able to see it. I'll be able to recognize that, oh, this is God. You know what I'm saying? This is God. This isn't the enemy. This isn't my own will. This isn't my own desires, you know. So when he reveals things to you in this healing process, you literally have to assess what is being said to you and you have to receive it. Another thing that God is doing is he is allowing us to admit who we were. Like, you have to admit who you were so that you can walk into who you are becoming, so you can accept who you are becoming. Yeah, I was promiscuous. Yeah, I was mean. Yeah, I used to smoke. I used to, you know, have sex. I used to do this. I used to do all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he's making peace with our past. He's making us have peace with our past so that we can walk into our future. It's like he's allowing us to say, yes, I was like that, but I'm not like that anymore. He's making us see ourselves the way he wants us to see ourselves. He wants us to see ourselves the way he sees us. He does not want us to identify who we were no longer. Who you were is not who you are right now. Ooh, that's a whole word right there. He's opening up our eyes. He's allowing us to see who we used to be so that we can be a testimony to somebody and so that we can share what God is doing in our lives, so that we can literally understand that what I had to go through, it's just a reflection of God's miracles and wonders, seeing how he's bringing me up out of it, seeing that he brought me from all of these things. He's literally performing miracles in front of our faces, and he wants us to realize that. He literally wants us to see what he's doing. If you can literally sit here and listen to me and say, dang, I'm not where I used to be. I'm not who I was. Then you're a reflection of his miracle. You are a reflection of his work. And we have to start understanding that. We have to start seeing that. That's why we can't keep running back to old things. We can't keep feeling guilty and shameful for the things that we did in the past. We can't keep allowing people to pull us back. And we can't keep allowing people to tell us who we are. We can't keep allowing people to feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, feel like they know you. People don't know you. Only you know yourself. And God knows you better than anybody. People that you've been around for 10, 20 years, they don't even know the real you. They only know what you share, what you allow them to know. They only know pieces and bits of you. They don't know the real you. And for those people that have been around for that long, they be trying to tell you, oh, I know you. I know you're not going to do this. They tell you who you are based off of the results of your experience. Oh, well, you know, she quit school, so I know you're going to quit this. Oh, well, you know, she used to blast her ex on the Twitter, on social media. So I know she going to probably bash this new boyfriend that she got. Like, people literally want to, I don't even want to say judge, but they really want to kind of categorize your character based off of what you did in the past. And God is literally unfolding these things to us. That's why when you get around certain people now and you start looking at them funny, or you start thinking like, dang, why am I here? Why am I around this person? Oh my God. When people start irritating you, the people that you've been around for years and years, when they start to irritate you, that's God. That's God working. That's God letting you know this person is not meant to be in your life. This person is against you. They're not for you. You know what I'm saying? How many times have we done that? It could be family members. It could be old friends. Like, he's literally allowing us to see ourselves for who we were, but he's also allowing us to just move forward from it. Move forward and accept the new, embrace the new, like we talked about in a couple of episodes, a couple of past episodes, embracing the new. If you haven't listened to that one, go listen to it after this. That's why it's so strange when people literally try to tell you, you know, who you are, when people try to tell you what you're gonna do based off of what you did do. Like, people really be thinking that they psychic, and they ain't. You're not a psychic, Miss Cleo. Get out my face. You know, like, God is also allowing us to forgive those people, though. He's saying that we have to forgive those people that tried to keep us back. Those people that tried to keep us in our past. When people look, ooh, Jesus, when people are stuck in their ways, they assume that you're going to be stuck in your ways as well. When they see you trying to change, they literally want to say, oh, they want to kill your joy. They want to kill your spirit. They want to kill that process that you're in. And God is just saying, like, forgive them for they not know what they do. Forgive God's people. Everybody isn't perfect, yeah, but there are certain people that you just have to forgive and let go. You got to let them people go. You can't allow people to continue to pour foolishness into you. If everybody around you is not pouring in God's love or favor or any type of, if they're not speaking life into you, if they're not pouring any wisdom into you, like, forgive them and move on. We also have to confront our demons. Yo, whew, we got to confront them demons. A lot of things that we've done in the past are a reflection of what we've allowed the devil to grab hold to. A lot of our mistakes, a lot of our desires, a lot of our past is a reflection of what the enemy has tried to do in our lives, in our situations. I didn't recognize that. I literally didn't recognize that the enemy was against me. I didn't have all of this full knowledge or this full wisdom of, you know, spiritual warfare and, you know, the enemy and things like that. I literally just, you know, thought that, you know, people are just crazy. People are crazy. People are bad influences. I don't have any sense, this and this and that. I literally thought of that. I thought of situations like that. And God is literally allowing us to confront our demons and say, No, the reason why you were addicted to this is because the enemy has been on your neck. The enemy has literally been after you ever since you started believing in God, ever since you just started having a pure heart, ever since you started caring for people, ever since you started caring for this person or loving this person or being any type of reflection of God, any type of reflection of Christ, the enemy has literally been on your coattails. And we got to address that. We have to honestly just say to God, like, okay, you revealed this from my past. You revealed that I've been addicted to this. What exactly was the enemy trying to do? What exactly, what part did the enemy play in this? And what part did I play in this? We got to break it down. We have to really go to God and really break these things down so that we can understand and so that we can't, so that we can stop living blind. So that we can recognize these things, so that we can try to prevent these things from happening. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my demons came from just being in the world, being around people I knew I shouldn't have been around, being around drugs, being around, you know, alcohol, people that did smoke, people that did, you know, do drugs, people that were wilding out. You know what I'm saying? Like, just wanting to fit in. A lot of my demons came from just not knowing God. A lot of my demons came from just being too busy. That's why this COVID-19 has literally set us down. It slowed us down so that we can evaluate these things. Like, everything that's happening in the world right now, it's not a coincidence. I've said this before, I will say it again. It's not a coincidence. Read your Bible. Even just feeling like, you know, feeling like the media is playing at this point. Feel like the media is playing. I feel like a lot of things that are happening right now is to try to distract us. And all of this is not a coincidence. It's trying to distract us from the healing that God is doing, that he wants to do. Have you accepted what God has wanted to do? Because I know that he's been revealing some things to you. I know that. I know that. I ain't the only one. But have we really accepted what God wants to do? Have we really allowed him to come into our hearts and dig deep? Or are we still hiding from him? We can't hide from God and we can't hide our sins. We can't hide our sins from him at all. We can't continue to do that. Do you want the blessings or not? Do you want to get healed or not? That's like, it reminds me of the woman with the issue of blood. This woman literally bled out for years and years and years. But when she heard that a healer was coming, she heard that Jesus was coming. This woman gathered her things. She put on her coat. And she walked to wherever Jesus was. She, look, Jesus gonna be here. She probably saw a flyer. She probably saw like a commercial or something, a billboard or something, you know. And she said, oh, Jesus gonna be here. I'm gonna get healed, or I expect to get healed. I hope that I'm gonna get healed. I have faith that I'm gonna get healed. I don't know if I'm actually gonna see Jesus today, but I'm living in expectancy right now because I'm that desperate. And when she saw Jesus, what she do? She touched the hem of his garment. Lord, if you can just expect healing, if you can just expect a little piece of Jesus in your everyday life, if you can just expect a tiny little bit of Jesus, you'll get healed. You won't live in sin anymore. You won't live the way you've been living anymore. You won't have to fight them demons. You won't have to keep confronting them. You wouldn't have to keep living the way you're living. You won't have to keep forgiving somebody over and over and over, that same person over and over and over, because this healing process, all of this, it's work. No, it's not easy. No, it's probably something that we don't want to do each and every day. We don't want to be in that emotional state each and every day. We don't want to allow God into our hearts and our minds every single day. But trust me, it is necessary. It is so necessary. If I knew that I could have been healed from some things when I was going through it at the time, I would have ran to God. I'd have ran to God. Oh, I can get healed from this. Oh, I don't have to keep being tormented in my mind today. I don't have to keep doing this particular sin. Oh, I ain't got to do none of that. Bet. That's why God gives us resources. That's why there are resources like this podcast. That's why there are sermons out there. That's why there are just godly people that you can be in community with. God gives us resources during the healing process. Like, healing is not our responsibility. It's God's responsibility. So why do we run for something? Why do we run from something that we don't even have responsibility over? I'm not responsible for my healing. God is responsible for that. And if he is responsible for that, and because I know that he is responsible for that, he's going to give me what I need in order to be healed. So God gives you resources. He gives you scriptures. A lot of healing comes from the book of Psalms. Y'all, if y'all don't have the Bible app, please download it. Pause this podcast right now and just download the Bible app. When I'm telling y'all, all you need to do is go to the search engine and put in the word healing. Look, I'm gonna do it right now. Put the word heal or healing in it. All of these scriptures come up. A lot of them come from Psalms. Psalms 147, chapter 3. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Psalms 103, verse 3. He forgives all my sins and heals my diseases. Like, a lot of our resources are right at our fingertips. And some of y'all have the Bible app, but y'all ain't even been in it for months. Because you've been trying to do this thing on your own. You've been trying to live life the way you want to live it. And God is saying, use your resources. Use what I've already given you. We ain't got to fight this thing on our own. Use your resources. I actually want to do an activity with y'all. I really just want y'all to start doing a writing activity. Read Psalms. Read a chapter or a verse in Psalms each and every single day. A psalm a day keeps the enemy away. Boom. Don't try to steal my slogan. Don't try to steal it. In Psalms, God tells us that we can find rest in him. We can find a hiding place in him. When we're scared, when we're going through something, when this healing process is too much for us, we can go to God with those feelings. We can give everything to him. Psalms 28 and 8. The Lord gives his people strength. He is a safe fortress for his anointed king. Do you know what fortress means? Fortress means a person or thing not susceptible to outside influence or disturbance. So God, you mean to tell me that because you are my fortress, because your word is my fortress, because your presence is my fortress, all I got to do is just get in your presence? That's all I have to do? I just need to dedicate 1 hour of my life to you each and every single day, 1 hour or more. And I won't be disturbed by any outside influences. I won't be disturbed by what they say on social media. I won't be disturbed by what the negative people in my house are saying about me. I won't be disturbed by my ex and his negativity. I won't be disturbed by any of those outside influences. All I have to do is just get in your presence. Well, let me get on up in that end. Like, that's all I gotta do. We make stuff too hard. We make things so hard on ourselves. And it's right there. It's right there in the text, y'all. Psalms 37:39. The Lord rescues the godly. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. If you're in trouble, you just need to go to God. Get in his presence. Psalm 62:2. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. What? Dang, God is all of that? And a bag of chips. Psalms 94:22. But the Lord is my fortress. My God is the mighty rock where I hide. So all of that stuff that you're scared to bring to your parents, all of that stuff that you're scared to bring to anybody else, that you're not talking to anybody else about, all of that stuff that you're hiding in yourself, God wants you to hide in him. Bring it to me. Come hide over here. You ain't got to hide by yourself. Come hide with me. Ain't nobody got to know what you're going through but me. Y'all. Y'all know that song by Teyana Taylor? Wake up, love. Wake up, love. We need to wake up. Why are you sleeping at a time like this? But yeah, God is saying that his people doesn't have to be ashamed. He was there when you did what you did. He was there when you said what you said. He was there in that toxic relationship. He was there when you cheated on your boyfriend or your girlfriend, if you're a man listening to this. He was there. I know all of these things that you've been hiding from me. I know all of this stuff. I want to heal you from that so that you can walk in your blessings, so that you can walk in the anointing that I have for you, so that you can walk into your purpose. I know everything about you. God is literally saying, will you walk into what I have for you? Will you do the work? And yeah, our healing is not our responsibility. It's God's responsibility. But doing the work means bringing these things to God, allowing him to do it, allowing him to go into those deep, dark places. That's what the work is. Breaking the resistance. Are you willing to do that so that he can do what he needs to do? During my healing process, there's a lot of crying. There's a lot of me literally on my knees praying to God, praying for deliverance. There's a lot of me trying to speak life into other people. It's a lot of me being vulnerable, even to y'all, so that I can be a reflection of my testimony. If you don't allow God to heal you, you won't be a reflection of your testimony. You won't be able to tell people, oh, God is healing me from this. I'm a better person. I don't do this anymore. I don't do drugs anymore. You won't be a real reflection of your testimony. How much of your testimony is going to be a reflection of what you gave to God? How much of yourself are you going to give to God? How much of your testimony is going to be true? How much is it going to be real? How effective is your testimony going to be for somebody else? Think about that. But anyways, y'all, I'm out. Thank you for tuning in. We back next week. We going to be healing again. Oh, Lord, what are you doing to us? What is this process that I have to go through? Oh, my God. But y'all, we're going to be so much better in the end. Oh, my God, I can't wait for that. That's what motivates me to get healed. The results, seeing the full results, seeing the blessing. Oh my God, y'all, we getting healed this year. I swear to you, we getting healed. If you haven't already, make sure you check out some of the reviews that have been left. Make sure you leave a review. All you have to do is go to your search engine, and wherever you listen to this podcast, if you listen to it in Apple Podcasts, just go to the search engine, type in Pursuit. You will see she's the first one that pops up. So you will see that. It'll take you to a little page, and then at the bottom of it, it will show you the other reviews, and also it will say write a review. So make sure y'all write a review. Make sure you follow me on Instagram if you haven't already. I've been seeing a few of y'all because I know who you are. I have analytics now. I can see who you are. So if you haven't already, follow me on Instagram at Dreas Story, DreasStory. I got some vlogs on there. She cutting up, like, she's being funny, she's being crazy. Y'all come check me out over there. Bye, y'all. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for listening to the In Pursuit podcast. We coming back next week with some fire, so be prepared, get your notes, like, bye.